Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We go to Las Vegas, entertainment reporter Cindy Perlman for Dean Richards. Good morning, Cindy. Let's talk first about this new Billy Idol documentary. Tell us about it.
Good morning, Bob. And, you know, you're Billy Idol. Someone wants to do a documentary on your life. Do you call it Rebel Yell? No, that's too predictable. The title of his movie is Billy Idol Should Be Dead. Yep, that's the whole thing. And it will take audience through a raw and riveting ride through his life, he says. It starts with his punk days to his MTV era pop stardom. And it's all the archival new interviews with Billy. And he says himself he's cheated death many times along the way, defied expectation, and still commands the stage. I'm in. What do you think?
Well, I remember years ago interviewing him, and he wasn't much different off the air. You know what I mean?
I remember interviewing him, too, and he was the same. It was like he was on stage all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Is this true? There's going to be a Toys R Us movie?
You know, Bob, it's official. Hollywood is completely out of ideas. You've heard it here first. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey needs to call his agent because there's going to be a Toys R Us movie for a store that doesn't really exist, at least out here in the West. I don't know if they all closed down in Chicago, but they all closed down out here.
Yeah, they did.
But Toys R Us movie coming to the big screen next year, live action film about the iconic toy store. They're billing it as a, quote, modern, fast-paced adventure based on the brand. 70-year history. And of course, we can blame Barbie for all this. Barbie made $1 billion. And now, here are the toy movies coming up. Just from Mattel, 14 of them. Barney, wow. Hot Wheels, Magic 8-Ball, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Uno, and yes, Monopoly.
How unusual. Hollywood sees a winner and then copies it. How about that?
Weird.
I'm jealous because you caught up over the weekend with one of my favorites, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Tell us about what she's up to these days.
I covered Thunderbolts, which is the new Avengers film, over the weekend, and she's awesome. She's played little parts in a lot of these Avengers films. She plays the head of the CIA. And we thought she was, you know, okay and nice, but guess what? She's not. She's the bad guy in this, which is fun because she milks it for every moment. And Thunderbolts is a new type of Avengers. They're very emotional. They're deep thinking. And part of the plot is the bad thing is they'll take you back to the worst moment of your life and your childhood or beyond and make you relive it if the bad guy captures you.
You know, watching Seinfeld and also, you know, the Veep series, she's at her best when she's nasty, isn't she?
She's at her best when she's nasty, and she's so nice. And she said the weird part was Kevin Feige, who runs the MCU, the Marvel Universe, he called her in years ago. Not even really for a part. He just wanted to meet her because he's a huge Seinfeld fan. So she was like, is this for a part? But she had one thing. She said, if I do this role, someday I want to punch someone on screen. She wanted full nasty. And she does. And she wears a leather trench coat and she hauls off on somebody. Yeah,
she likes doing that. All right. In the streaming series department, Clueless is actually going to be streaming, isn't it?
I kind of love this because Alicia Silverstone, another one who's completely nice, and she's back playing Cher. It's back in her old area code of 90210, Clueless, the TV series on Peacock. They're working on it now. And the cool thing is Amy Heckerling, who was a really popular director in the 80s, who did the 1995 movie, she's directing these. So this should be pretty good, actually.
Let's get to some music news now. It's Joe Jonas. Cindy?
Joe Jonas, which gets you in a summer mood. Any Jonas can do it, but Joe's doing it this year. New Joe Jonas album, his second ever alone album without the brothers. And it's called Music for People Who Believe in Love. Love that title. Coming out May 23rd. That's the first single, already a hit, called Work It Out. And he said a cool thing. He went to his brothers for their blessing before doing this album. He said these were more personal songs. They weren't really Jonas Brothers songs, but they do sound a lot like Jonas Brothers songs. And then when his brother said, cool, you can do it, he wrote this whole album in 2 weeks.
Wow. And then the Jonas Boys are touring this summer, aren't they?
Yeah, they're hitting Wrigley on August 26th with Marshmello, and they're on a big world tour. Plus, you know, Joe has his DNCE band, and the Jonas Brothers all have their solo too. Some of them act. So a big get your flip-flops out. And there's three songs you can download already from the new album, and they will get you definitely dreaming of being on the beach.
Bring on summer. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Have a good day. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Bob.